News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Everyone, we're not turned up or something? What's going on, buddy?
I'm talking.
Good morning. Hey, it is 7:06 in the morning here. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Good morning. Hey, hope everybody's having a good day. What's the weather look like today, Bob?
Well, Carl, what we're looking at is sunny skies, spring-like conditions, high near 66 today, low around 43 tonight, and pushing into the 70s tomorrow. And actually, by the time the weekend rolls around and they're mostly clear skies, we could be flirting with the 80s right now in Reading, 44 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793 with senior and veteran discount. Veteran-owned. A veteran-owned business, as many of them are here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Hey, a lot of things happening now. Gosh, you know, this weekend you have the outdoor show is going on. We have tickets for that. You have the gun show. There's a gun show, of course, going on in the downtown today, this weekend. And then, of course, we also have the Wind River Resort and Casino is having their Rancheria gala, which is a big costume party. And KCNR is, again, participating. If I can say this, that out of 5 years, we've won that costume party. We've won the costume prize 4 years of that. And why is that? Well, it's because we have somebody named Karen Bozeman on our side who is absolutely, totally out of her mind when it comes to costumes. And what makes it worse is everybody that wants to be on the team, and it's the same people every year, we just completely do away with our self-respect, and we just dress up in any way we possibly can. Anywhere from W.C. Fields for me and Mae West for Linda to what's the guy's name in the – who is the guy on the Austin Powers? Yeah. I came as Austin Powers 1 year, and we had Dr. Death, and we had the Fembots. We had them all. And it's just gone on and on. Anyway, this year, the theme is the 80s, and I can't say what we're going to do. Oh, okay, we just got real loud right then. Bob is in here, toiling and fixing our processors. And something. It seems like people have been turning them or moving them around during the day. Anyway, okay. What's going on in the world, and what's going on right here in Reading? Let's start with the world and Benjamin Netanyahu. He addressed the Israeli the Jewish Congress yesterday, a Jewish group down in Florida, and as he said, and he passes on to people. He says, "Oh no, there's no animosity. I have no animosity for President Obama, and we're just like a family squabbling over a few things." And if you believe that, I have fairy shrimp land right here in Reading that I can sell to you, because there is a problem here between the two leaders. Netanyahu thinks that Obama has been selling Israel down the proverbial river, you might say. And the final straw, of course, is the treaty, though it doesn't have to be a treaty. See, here's the way you get around that. Treaties have to be voted on by Congress. And in this case, you can say, oh, no, this is just an agreement, an executive agreement. It's kind of like an executive order, an executive agreement between the president and Iran. Now, the thing about it is, as soon as you get a new president, they can, you know, just trash that. So, you know, what Obama's trying to do, it looks like, is, oh, here's my legacy. I pushed back the Iranians' nuclear capacity for them even working on it for 10 years. They're suspending it for 10 years. Well, you don't know that. This is what they said, and they've said all this before, of course. So what you have is, again, you know, Obama's in his last 2 years, he's looking at the Obama Library somewhere in Hawaii. And on the walls, he doesn't see anything. He sees Obamacare that's being decimated right now. He sees, what else does he see? Oh, well, he says, I did get, you know, gays into the military, and I've got gay marriage. And I'm not sure that's a big thing on the wall there. But gosh, you know, I'm going to start putting things in there like, you know, I've solved the Middle Eastern problem. I've caused peace in the Middle East. I have fixed the immigration problem. You know, well, you haven't fixed the immigration problem either, because big headlines today, Border Patrol agents. Are they going rogue? In fact, are Border Patrol agents threatening to go rogue? And the reasoning behind this is the Border Patrol feels like Obama has tossed them out. He has put their lives in danger. And they just, you know, their job is to arrest and deport illegals. And Obama has said, no, not exactly. It's just this little group I want you to throw out. Well, the Border Patrol finds that a little bit. Finds that somewhat difficult, and so they're in the battle right now. And they said, you know, well, gosh, and the judge stayed that order, and Obama says no. Obama's Justice Department says no. He just stayed the order about, you know, that one about, you know, letting people stay here and all this. He says, but you know, you guys and girls can't just arrest anybody that's here illegally and deport them. No, we've got a little bitty group here that you can arrest and deport. Border Patrol doesn't like that. Border Patrol Union, who has brought suit against the Obama administration at least twice for putting the agents in danger. So now the fate of millions of immigrants relies on what agents do in the field. And the White House sees making decisions. What the White House sees is they're making decisions about who should get deported. And what the border agents see, the attempts to keep them from doing their jobs. I mean, here they are, they're trying, they believe they're doing their jobs, and what happens is that the Obama administration says, no, you can't do your jobs, you can go out there. In fact, you know, when you get around the border, you know, if there's any rock throwing, you have to leave the border. I mean, it's just things, one thing after another. And here they are, what they're saying is, look, we're just trying to do our jobs. People are coming across this border illegally. And if the federal court ruling doesn't mean that unauthorized immigrants should be arrested and deported whenever found, what is the vice president of their union saying? The answer is, for as long as the federal government has been trying to guide immigration agents to limit deportations, agents have resented the restrictions, and now they're saying that the president is threatening them to force them to go along with the program. And this comes from the fact that Obama said that the rank-and-file immigration agents are being instructed to deport certain types of immigrants and, by implication, not to deport others. And that if they don't follow the instructions, there will be consequences. So here's President Obama threatening the Border Patrol. If they don't follow his instructions not to deport any illegals, as people come across here illegal, and so many illegals are, and for some reason, the media sources, including the Record Searchlight, have stopped using the word illegal, then you guys are going to lose your jobs for doing your jobs, because you're not deporting. You're deporting the wrong ones. You're not deporting the ones we want you to deport, which I'm confused. Bob, can you jump in here and save me on this? I'm not sure who's supposed to be deported and who's not supposed to be deported, because I thought the Border Patrol was supposed to guard the border, and as illegals came across, they would catch them and then send them back.
You can't tell the players without a scorecard, folks.
Well, what's the scorecard? Who's making the rules up?
Secret document.
Who's making the rules up? I'm confused. Anyway, this is what's going on in our world today. You know? Good morning, Angel. Good morning, Sun Gold. And good morning, everybody out in the chat room. We're going to take a break here. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
No more broken hearts. Energy. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have. Even if you have already chosen another chapel service, that's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Redding is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Redding.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Redding. VDRBA.org. It's Lady Butt and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside of Wind River Resort and Casino. Thursday, March 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. A special menu for a special night. Reservations are a must. You'll hear Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and special guest Rick Hill on guitar. Oh yeah, and the beautiful Linda Bott on vocals. It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds, Thursday, March 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Let's make it a special night.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The Carl and the Bot. It is 7:19 in the morning. 45 degrees out there today. Looks like a beautiful day today. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy, a locally owned, locally operated with MedSync. Puts all of your prescriptions under one day renewal. Puts them all due on the same day, one phone call, one trip. If you can't make it, Owens will drive them out there to you. That's right, for free. Six locations in the Reading area, and they're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. We use Owens Pharmacy. It's a success story. It's a second-generation family of the family. Owens was started and then by the parents, and now the kids are running it. It's got a great, great, great success story. All right. Now, I need some help here. The Angel, you have seen, obviously Angel is on, she's in the chat room, says that the California driver's licenses for illegals do they look like driver's licenses? And you said, and there's nothing on them except a little bitty piece of print on the top right, on the right hand top part of it. And then the other mention was Francie Sullivan, our mayor. You know, we put in the top priorities of what needs to be fixed in Reading, right?
Yeah.
What needs to be fixed in Reading? What are the priorities for the money? Where does it go? And every one of them, including Francie, ran on fixing crime. Oh, no, it's got to be crime. We have to fix crime. We have to put money into the crime side of it, you know, into helping the police and getting this thing under control. And that's what you saw. Except Francie. It appears, now this is what I'm seeing this here, is that Francie Sullivan, our mayor, when she talked about the city council's priorities, her number one priority was, drum roll here, Kids Kingdom. Kids Kingdom. She says that she's trying to do, she says she's trying to bring some balance into it. Really? So Kids Kingdom is the number one priority to get things fixed here. And, you know, I just didn't realize that it was like a center, a mega center like this. For to save our community, it's more important than streets and more important than mental health, and it's more important than having policemen on the streets and community service officers and you know, balancing the budget and all that. Kids Kingdom.
Moms won't dare take their kids there, but it'll look great.
It's very, and one of our writers says it's very well used, and I agree that it should and needs attention. But now?
Seriously.
And the other one she voted for was a transportation plan. Really? Okay, hold on. You know, this is Francie who is the mayor. I'm glad to see that she's putting those priorities right out there. All right. Let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Well, another major priority for the mayor appears to be this so-called active transportation plan.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, it means bicycles and walking.
Oh, okay. We're okay with
that. So bike routes and sidewalks and reducing the traffic capacity, I mean the vehicular capacity of roads.
Oh, yeah, we need that.
That's a priority for Ms. Sullivan, but...
You know, I just don't know what it's... You know, I'm taking things out of context here, I'm sure. I'm sure that, you know, when you see this, that...
I took a look at the Matrix.
Oh, yeah? What was the mayor's...
It was a very high priority for her.
What was the mayor's number one priority? Was it really the Kids Kingdom?
I think it was... I don't have the Matrix in front of me, but the two that stand out the most are Kids Kingdom and the bicycle plan.
All the other council folks gave transportation a number two. Anyway, and Angel says, I want to know who made this list up. I think the council, I don't know if there's the council members or the staff or however they did it, but I had a copy of it right here and we read it off that day. I may still have it wandering around here someplace. Okay, Charles, thanks a lot. You know, get out there and get on your bicycle. Anyway.
it doesn't get stolen,
well, that's
right?
That's the thing is you better lock it up because it could get stolen or somebody knock you off it.
They'll take their bolt cutters and just cut through the lock.
Well, they'll just or knock you off it and take your bike. Okay.
Well, it's done by the same stellar examples of humanity that desecrated our memorial.
Charles, you shouldn't have started him off on that.
We don't know that for sure. We just do know is that what kind of low-life cowards would do something like this that have the amount of hatred in them. Thanks, Charles, for getting my day going. You know, what kind of people would do something like this, though? You know, there's another article in the paper about it. You know, the thing about it is when people do something like this, when they write something that horribly gross on a monument like that. They're spray painting dead people and they're spray painting heroes and warriors and all types of things like this. Why would they do something like this? And now that they've cleaned it up, it's still got a tinge of green on it. And my question is what can we do in the future to make sure this doesn't happen? Or is it, you know, you had all these people around there in that area kind of seeing, well, you know, it might have been these people. Of course, all the people they're questioning are people that reside in the park. And so the question is, did they really even know what they were doing? You know, did they know it was a monument they were defacing, or did they just go out and deface it? Because the guy that works at the library says, oh, no, we get graffiti and nasty things written on the walls all the time. And that's one of his main jobs is taking it off off the library walls. I mean, what kind of people do this? I mean, it's you know what? This is why This is why we will never be able in Reading to control this. You know, it just dawned on me. It's like combat. It's like counterterrorism. You got to put yourself. You've got to bring some of them in, the terrorist. You've got to break them down so you know how they think, and you're studying them, and then you go after them on their own level. And so what does this mean? You have to put police or volunteers out in the homeless community and have them live there for 3 or 4 months till they find out everything that's going on. Then you go in and you swoop in and you take them all down. But this is, you know what? You're not gonna change people that just spray paint over a monument to veterans or to those who have served. Because you don't think the way they think. You just don't think the way they think. Bob, there's no way you could put yourself in the mind of this blob, this nameless, faceless blob, who does something like this. I mean, I don't understand. It's like I don't understand people that molest children, or people that beat up their wives, or people that, you know, that abuse animals, or people that, you know, are just, you know, will steal from old people. You know, I understand that there is wickedness out there and evil, but it's difficult for me to see how they got to that spot because I'm not there.
Increasingly, society seems to be hell-bent, and I don't use that by mistake, on just celebrating awful behavior. Why is that? Why are we celebrating awful behavior?
Why do
to justify our own?
I'm not sure.
As a society?
I'm not sure. Look at all the things we accept now. That, no, this is okay. We watched a TV show last night that we enjoy. And Linda, you know, and it had two women getting married. You know, as the first part of, you know, the first theme of the show. And this is a drama. Well, it's a, you know, anyway. And then we're watching something the other day, and it's a bunch of swashbuckling, adventure thing. And then the main character starts making out with another guy. And then there's another. In Netflix, if you watch House of Cards.
Hadn't gotten around to it yet.
Well, the president, the first lady, and the Secret Service guy.
In a little...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the president and the secret and the Secret Service guy making out. I mean, come on. At what point? I mean, I'm sitting here watching this going, oh, my gosh. You know, I mean, you know, the president of the United States, you know, in this Netflix House of Cards is a murderer. He's bisexual. He's got no morals at all. And he urinated on his daddy's gravestone. This is exactly what you're saying, though. I'm sitting here watching this going, you know, this is a very claimed, you know, drama on TV and on cable. And you look at it and you go, but you're right. You know, you wouldn't have, you know, this kind of thing, you know, 20 years ago, you would have gone, oh, no, this ain't working.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, we have come to accept this as the norm. And so when you come to accept that as a norm, maybe the ones that are further out there think it's perfectly okay to defecate in your azaleas or your doorway and spray paint veterans monuments.
We are enabling the worst of behavior. And you know, I am not a prude. Give me a break here, but there's some limits. I mean, I was raised a certain way.
Are there limits anymore? They just had an article. Two things. They had an article in a paper today, and it's a sport. It's on sports, right? And it's this guy Leland Gordon, and they're talking about how pursuing victory with honor. But there's these two teams in Tennessee from the Smyrna, and I know where that's at, Smyrna High School, and Riverdale High. They both wanted to lose a game because if they lost this game in the brackets, they would put them on the other side of the state championship. So they would at least get into the state championship. But they both wanted to lose at the same time while they're playing each other. So they're throwing the ball to each other. They're missing their free throws. And even worse, they're shooting on the other person's basket, you know, to score. I mean, it was so obvious and so bad that the school association, the athletic association for Tennessee, disqualifies them from any type of postseason play, fines the schools. And it's, they were shooting at the wrong basket on purpose. This is where we're at. What happened to winning with honor? You know what? And then if your opponent,
there's no winners?
If your, there is no winners. If your opponent trips, how many times do I see is they pick up, you know, somebody stops, they pick up their opponent and they help them cross the finish line. I mean, true sportsmanship. No. What we have is, the guy, the tour, the Tour de France. What's his name? Lance Armstrong. Oh. Hey, we got to take a break here.
On that cherry note.
Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business who epitomizes integrity. And that's Jeff Wirst. He does what no other windshield repair business can do, and he offers full guarantees from chips to, for little chips to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wirst can fix it for you. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading.
To ride my bicycle, I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
For a tax pro who not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Tortilla Flats Restaurant on February 25th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Deanne Parker to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs, or if you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend our financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once a year only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, and much more. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm not going to kick your new computer across the room, but I feel like it.
My new computer that you bought and put in. Good morning. Welcome back. It is 7:34 in the morning. 45 degrees out there in KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning. Good Tuesday morning. It is the 3rd of March, of course, for those of you who are still stuck in February. 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Angel and Sun Gold and Sflo. Sflo. How do you pronounce that? Sflo. Good morning, Sflo. Good morning to my guest here today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with the greatest coffee, lattes, espressos, cappuccinos, anything you could possibly want, teas, chais, any of that, all at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the whole Northern California area. And a walk-in humidor that is just stocked full of cigar aficionado number ones. Right there. Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. Joe and Shelley are just outstanding in the way they support our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And now I'm with you. I want to, you know, I'm very, very pretentious. Feel very important here. I've got the grand jury, the Shasta County grand jury, the members. They're here to talk about the grand jury, except they're not really members of the grand jury. I have Diana Sturgis. As soon as she said Sturgis, I just had this almost uncontrollable urge to put on a leather vest and get on a motorcycle and just charge out of town. And right. Ray Frisbee. And at that point, I had this uncontrollable urge to throw something at Bob. See if you catch it in his mouth. Okay. You know, it's the meds. They're just starting to kick in. Okay. Anyway, Diana Sturgis and Ray Frisbee are here from the grand jury. And you all are on the
Grand Jury Association.
Association. Yes. And it must be that time of the year, because about this time of the year, every year we come in and we're looking for people to be on the grand jury.
Exactly. One of the primary functions of our organization is to encourage people to volunteer for this important service.
Well, you know what? Every time you hear things, I mean, it's, you know, in all the TV shows and all that, we're taking it to the grand jury. We're taking it to the grand jury. Ferguson, Missouri. It all went to the grand jury. In fact, the grand jury was even a little bit different because they heard from both prosecution and defense on this. But the grand jury and the grand jury this. And then the other one was up in New York, another grand jury. Grand juries are very, very important in the fabric of our legal system. Is this correct?
Yeah, they are. And one of the things that's unique about the grand jury system in California is that we have what we call the regular or civil grand jury. So the grand jury in Shasta County really very, very seldom sits to hear criminal indictment hearings, but the primary function is to investigate local government activities and make recommendations on how to improve things.
Well, what's it look like? Is it really – is it a jury? Is the jury sitting in a regular room and people come in and do presentations and, you know, or, you know, you've got to be dressed a certain way? And
Yes, there's 19 people on the jury, and you sit around a table, and you have people come in and talk to you, and it's pretty friendly. The big thing that you need to know is that it's private, that we can't repeat what's going on, and that allows even occasionally for whistleblowers to come in into the community and talk to us, because we can't talk about what's going on, and they can't either.
Okay, so you're saying this is mainly civil. That's kind of like checking out the city to see if they're or the county.
Yeah, we call it the watchdog function. The jury acts as a watchdog for the citizens. So citizens can make complaints about things, okay. Or the jury just decides, you know, this doesn't seem to be working as well as it should. Is there a better way to do it?
Well, the mayor just, you know, they're putting the priorities of the city, you know, where they're going to spend the money. And four of the five city council people said it's got to be crime and all this. And the mayor said it should be the kids' park. Is that is that something that should be investigated? Nah, I'm just kidding. Okay, I didn't want to put you on this. Just being a little facetious here. I mean, just finding out why. I guess I could just call Francie up and say, why'd you do that, Francie? Okay. This is, you know, but you don't do criminal stuff.
The jury can do criminal stuff, but the current district attorney has not used the grand jury.
Can the grand jury lean in, though?
They can start things, but it's really up to the district attorney in that case. The grand jury can indicate things to, you know, if they find evidence of wrongdoing, they can send the information to the district attorney.
Okay, so say the grand jury sees something the DA is doing, and somebody gets off with a very, very limited sentence. Can the grand jury say, well, you know what? Maybe we should investigate that. How did that happen?
Actually, that's one of the things that's outside the purview of the grand jury. The district attorney has allowed by statute certain prosecutorial discretion. They can the district attorney can decide what to prosecute, and no one really, the board of supervisors, the grand jury, can tell them how to carry out those functions.
Okay.
The grand jury could invite him in and have
and
him
ask?
Talk. Yes, yeah. And say the community is kind of concerned about this. It's in the paper. What can you tell us?
All right. How much time does it take to be on the grand jury?
Well, in the initial days and weeks, I'd say 5 to 10 hours, but it's more likely toward the end of a year.
5 to 10 hours a day?
No, a week.
Oh, a week. Okay.
And then by the end of the term, I would say 20 is closer to average, probably what the amount of time you're putting in. But it's going to vary depending on what you're investigating and how busy the season is.
So do you get paid for this?
There is a big sum. The grand jury receives a per diem of $15. So $15
per day.
A day and mileage to and from. So for some of those in the rural areas of Shasta County, mileage is very helpful.
A lot of retired people on the grand jury, huh?
Yeah, because of the time factor that Diana mentioned, that there is a time commitment. Sometimes people who have flexibility in their jobs are able to carry out a full job and also serve on the jury. But it does take time, and it takes time during the work day when you can meet with public officials and other people.
What's the most important? How long have you all been on the committee, would you say?
Well, you can serve for a year or two at the most in a row, and then you have to take time off.
That's on the grand jury.
On the grand jury.
But you're on the committee. Though,
yeah,
right?
We're on
the association.
The Shasta County Grand Jurors Association. I have been in it I was just thinking about that, about 7 years now since I served two terms, then got involved in that.
What would you say is the most important one that you all have done that the grand jury's come up with? When you talk about the grand jury, since it's not a criminal one, it's kind of a civil one. I mean, what's the most, what would you say is the biggest one that's come out in the last 5 or 6 years?
You know, that's
just a thought.
It's tough. We look back at some of the successes of the jury. The library, for example, the library was closed. This is not recent, but pressure by a number of grand juries helped to bring about the opening of the library. And some of the smaller things, like a couple of years ago, they did an investigation into the gift policy, the city of Reading. I mean, it's an important issue, and the city has now strengthened their gift policy.
Okay.
That's so that officials can't be bribed. That's what the gift policy was about. What's a gift? You understand? nobody defined it since 1986, so.
What is a gift?
Well, you can.
Anything less than $10,000?
Not in the state of California. It's $440.
$440.
From one individual or organization.
A time or a year?
A year.
So can you get one of those World Series tickets?
Well, you have to report it. That's the best thing we have in California.
Okay.
Is you have to report anything you get.
Okay.
But
right.
There is a limit. And it was interesting as when you talk to people. That a lot of people didn't know what the limits were. See how that could
limits,
be important?
I don't need no stinking limits. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Diana Sturgis and Ray Frisbee. They're here on the grand jury committee, and they're looking for members for the grand jury. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
We're going to
yes.
talk about that. You know, what kind of time you're going to be talking about. We already talked. It's going to, you know, you're on for a year. Anywhere from 4 hours a week to 20 hours a week, 20 hours being at the end and you're trying to wrap stuff up because of poor planning.
No.
No? Okay. All right. We'll be right back right after these messages.
As good gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, or drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:48 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, though, today. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You got a question for the grand jury committee. Or, it's not committee.
Association.
Give us a call here. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy provides some of the most complete CCW training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take the basic CCW course. How do you get into this? How do you talk to Ted? Give him a call at 999-1822 or check out the website, readingccw.com. My guests are Diana Sturgis. You know what? You're missing your chance here, Bob. When I say Diana Sturgis, that you don't have like a motorcycle rumbling in the background. And Ray Frisbee. And then the sound there would be like a... just like that. Just like
I'm
that.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
I know. Anyway, and they're here from the Grand Jury Association. And they're looking for members for the Grand Jury. And well, I'm not... You know, I'm being somewhat flippant. And I... But here, let me... Let's get into this. Is that you need how many you need 19 jurors? Do you need also alternates?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So we would hope to have 40 to 50 applicants.
Oh, okay.
So and from that group, there's a screening process. All of the applicants are interviewed, and then eventually the screening takes place by the Superior Court judges.
Let me tell you what Ray told you. Not told me after I said it. He said this is something you should never say while you're being screened. Boy, can I get even with some people now? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
You probably never want to say that. But now, the other, what are other qualifications you need? Do you need a college degree?
No. Really looking for people with common sense. People who are able to look at, and there are lots of those in Shasta County, people who are able to look at evidence and make a decision based on what they found out and not some preconceived
idea. Stay away from some of the chambers around here. You know? So.
So, and we're having a, just to put a plug in here.
Yes.
Our group puts on an informational meeting. This is going to, coming up soon, March 18th, 3 o'clock at the Reading City Hall Community Room.
Okay.
So, information about the jury, chance to ask questions. See if it's something that
I think
you
this
might
is
be
really,
interested
in. I think that the grand jury, because you can come in with a question, you know, as yourself and think, I wonder why this is. And you can find out, because what this gives you access to is city officials. I mean, you can just say, we'd like Kurt Starman to come down and talk to us today, right? And then Kurt shows up, right?
Right.
And if he doesn't, you can subpoena him, right? Is this right?
You could, yes.
Yes.
It doesn't happen very often in this town.
Most time, they always show up because, you know, Kurt's a great guy. He has nothing to, you know, hide. And he's kind of a cool guy, but I'd like to get him on the stand and ask him questions. What'd you do last Saturday, Kurt?
What's interesting is, and Diana alluded to this earlier, when you ask those questions in the grand jury, a lot of times public officials feel a little bit more free with the information because they know that it has to remain confidential.
It remains confidential. Okay. No, you know, and that's true. You know, and here's the thing about it, my friends, is we need a viable grand jury.
Yes.
Because if there are questions, like it could be a question, okay, you know, I'm just going to pull something out of the headlines. The sale of land to the McConnell Foundation. Somebody can come in and say to the grand jury, I know this happened and blah, 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 blah. Either side. You know,
that's true.
And then the grand jury, then what happens then? Okay, somebody throws something on your plate. You've already elected a foreman of the grand jury or whatever it's a foreman, right?
Four person.
Diana was the four.
I was the four person. It could be a lady.
I'm slowly but surely changing here.
I know.
You didn't hear the first part of the show where I was talking. Don and I were lamenting, or Bob and I were lamenting how things have changed over the past 20 years and we're just not sure where we are anymore. But no. Being married to a very strong woman, I understand four women. I understand the term boss and master. Anyway.
Never considered a Marine to be a master of understatement.
Well, here it comes. All right. Okay, so you got a four person.
Yes.
And somebody drops something on your plate. Then you all discuss it and then vote on whether you're going to proceed with that.
Exactly. The grand jury will decide by vote whether they even want to investigate it. And then they start planning the investigation, interviewing people, looking for documentary evidence, visiting sites where.
Is everybody involved in each investigation?
No. We have committees within the grand jury, so usually you're on two or three committees at most just because of the time constraints.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, here's, a real chance, my friends. That, a lot of people out there, you want to be able to do something that has an impact on your community. And you can do it in a way that, you know, that it may take up to 20 hours a week. So if you've got a regular job or a 9-to-5 job, that can be very difficult. But if you've got a job that allows you to kind of pick your hours, like Bob here, and you've got a very complex mind that can figure things out like Bob here.
Boy, that leaves me out.
No, like Bob here. And the common sense part with Bob. See, Bob could do something like this, and he could go and be on the grand jury. But there's a lot of people out there that are retired or recently retired, and they're going, you know what, I've been working my whole life, and I just need something to do, and, you know, their mind is good. I mean, everything. Grand jury sounds like a good way to go.
It is a perfect thing.
For
a lot of people. Yeah. Not for everybody, and we're not going to try to tell you that, but for a lot of people, if you're interested in the community, if you are interested in finding out what's really going on and are able to work in a group, because not everybody can do that either, then the grand jury is a great experience.
How much power does a grand jury – it sounds like to me that everybody's very amiable about this. Can you swing a big club on this one? I mean, if you get something that's big, can you really get into it? I mean, you can issue subpoenas, right?
You can issue subpoenas.
You can, and you can come up with something you pass on to the district attorney for criminal proceedings. Is that correct?
Yes, that's possible too. You know, the big power of the grand jury, though, is in making the public aware of what's going on. And then it's really up to the public and the public officials to make the changes that are recommended.
Well, here's what I'd like to do is, after you get your grand jury seated, and this is something, you know, if things were different, I would love to be on the grand jury. But I don't, you know, I'm one of those people whose time doesn't belong to them anymore. I would like, after you get them seated, is maybe come back and talk about the grand jury is opening now. You know, I mean, when's the session open?
Well, they're working right now
right.
and writing reports.
But the new guys?
Oh, June 28th, they're usually installed, and then they go through a couple weeks of, learning about things.
Yeah.
And then they start doing investigations usually by early August.
Okay, it's not a secret who's on the grand jury.
No, definitely not.
I just like, you know, if y'all can think, you know, we all think about it. Say, you know, after they've been installed and gotten themselves, you know, into the seats, is maybe have a couple of them come through. Y'all bring a couple of them through and say, hey, why don't you join the grand jury?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
The only problem, and I'm sure you're aware of this, is that they could not talk about what they're investigating.
No, I don't want to know that. I'm just, why did you come on the grand jury? And the other thing would be, one or two people that were on this grand jury, they're getting ready to get off. That would also be very interesting, I think, to people if you want. So they could say, this is why I went on the grand jury. This is what I've discovered. And this is, you know, why it's a good idea to be on the grand jury.
Sure.
Well,
that'd be great.
I'd like to talk about why I went on the grand jury.
Okay.
I was in student government in school. I've always been a leader. And I like to meet leaders. And I like to know what's going on. And one of the things you get to do is take tours of the jail, the youth authority, all kinds of places you get to see with your own eyes and talk to real leaders. And to me, it's hard to know, you know, how to support leaders or pray for them or whatever in our community unless you know who they are and what their heart is. And I loved meeting all the people because we had doctors and lawyers and retired teachers and housewives and such a great array of people.
A cross-section of our
town.
Of
our community.
Yeah.
And we have a great community that's very giving and supportive.
So who does your logistical support? Does the reports, the printing, and makes the phone calls and all that sort of stuff?
Well, the answer is the grand jury does it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no staff. The grand jury writes the reports. They put them in printable form. They get it out. Grand jury is interesting. The funding for the grand jury actually comes from the county, but the grand jury is actually an arm of the Superior Court.
Is that $15 a day every day or every day you meet?
Every day you're there doing grand jury work.
Okay.
So you could be there 8 hours or you could be there 1 hour for a committee meeting, but that's per day.
Okay. All right. I'm here with Diana Sturgis, who was a foreperson, as we call them, on the grand jury, and Ray Frisbee, who was also on the grand jury. Were you a foreman?
I was not.
Okay.
I served two terms. I was the four-person pro tem.
The four-person – no, you're the four-man pro tem.
Well, yeah.
So there, Diane.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Modern pronouns are so complicated.
You know, I get so confused. All right. Now, how do people get a hold of you? How do they get – okay, I want to be on the grand jury. How do they do it?
Okay.
Quickly.
A great spot to look is to go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. It'll lead to a website that has a fillable PDF application. Actually, there's a complaint form. All of the grand jury reports and responses for the past 10 years are on that or accessible through that website. And the other thing, you want to come to the informational meeting on March 18th, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, City Hall.
March 18th, 3 o'clock, City Hall, where?
The community room at the
– Community room.
Yep.
Okay.
Great facility.
On Cypress Avenue.
Right, that one right there. Hey, you know, ordinarily I just do this in 15 minutes, but Diana Sturgis and Ray Frisbee, you guys are – you know, cool people. And anybody has any questions about the grand jury, just look it up on the web, or I probably could call the city or the county.
And, call the court.
Call the court.
The court executive office.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much for being here, and good luck, and keep us informed about what's going on, and bring in a couple of people.
We will do that.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're with Duke Medeiros, who is the new Shasta County Veteran Service Office.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Lawmakers from both parties gathering in the House chamber at this hour in preparation for a speech from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Not present will be some Democrats who protested the fact that the speech was arranged without conferring with the White House. Battling ISIS near the former hometown of Saddam Hussein. Officials in northern Iraq say troops are clashing with Islamic State terrorists south of Tikrit, but they say they're being delayed by roadside bombs. Tragedy on the roadway south of Jacksonville, Florida on Monday. Florida Highway Patrol Sergeant Dylan Brown.
On Interstate 295 on the Buckland Bridge, a tractor-trailer rear-ended the back of a sport utility vehicle that was occupied by a family of four, subsequently killing that family.
Officer Brian, that is Sergeant Dylan Brian in particular, he said that the SUV had apparently become disabled prior to the crash. Also at SRNews.com.
Guilty.
Is this verdict unanimous?
Yes.
And so it was yesterday in a courtroom in White Plains, New York, as a woman who had blogged for years about her son's constant health woes was convicted of poisoning him to death using salt. Alternate juror Andrew D.G. Cuomo told WABC-TV.
Every piece of medical evidence suggested that the only way that he could have reached that high level of sodium was if he was poisoned, and the only person that could have poisoned him was her.
And the jury finding Lacey Spears of Scottsville, Kentucky, guilty of second-degree murder in the death of 5-year-old Garnett Paul Spears. A Maryland couple says Child Protective Services will keep a file on them for 5 years because they let their children walk home from a park without an adult. They say they learned in a letter last week they've been found responsible for unsubstantiated child neglect because they let their 10-year-old son and 6-year-old daughter walk by themselves. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com, we never dreamed that we'd have over 950,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons dedicated to the Christian values you and I share. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you're looking for. Whatever your story, please know that hundreds of thousands of Christians have found their soulmate on eHarmony.com, and eHarmony marriages have proven to be more satisfying than those that start at church, at work, or in most other ways that people meet. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Some big news if you're a Costco shopper.
If you shop at the warehouse store, you'll soon need a new credit card to pay for those family-sized packs of items. After only accepting American Express the last 16 years, the retailer is switching to Visa and will use Citigroup as its exclusive provider of co-branded credit cards. The changeover will happen in April of 2016. Costco's a large and influential chain. It is the world's second-largest retailer by revenue and has 671 locations around the world, including 475 four in the U.S. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Also at SRNnews.com, on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average started off the day fairly strong after a 155-point gain yesterday. The NASDAQ opened at a new record high of 5,008 after a 44-point gain yesterday. International crude oil prices down 17 pennies a barrel in yesterday's trading, and this is SRN News. The Los Angeles police chief says that officers fatally shot a homeless man on Skid Row after he grabbed one of the officer's holsters.
During the altercation, officers used tasers in an attempt to subdue the man. However, the tasers appeared to have little effect, and he continued to violently resist.
Chief Charlie Peck, who says evidence shows clearly that the slide of one of the officer's guns was partly engaged.
While on the ground and struggling with the officers, the man forcibly grabbed one of the officer's holstered pistols, resulting in an officer-involved shooting.
Millions have viewed a cell phone video uploaded to Facebook by a witness to the fatal encounter. The bulk shipping of rechargeable batteries on airlines is rapidly waning due to safety concerns. United Airlines is the second major U.S. carrier to announce it will no longer accept bulk shipments of the rechargeable batteries, also called lithium-ion batteries, which pose a risk of catching on fire. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning here, March the 3rd. Good morning. Good Tuesday morning to everybody. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, chat room. And good morning, Bob.
There's the button.
Good morning. Sunny and a high. I knew you were going to ask me for this. Sunny and a high near 66, and as we head deeper into the week, we're going to be moving right up into the 70s, possibly touching the 80s by the weekend. No precipitation in sight for the immediate future. And right now in downtown Reading, we are showing 44 degrees, call it 45, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's a locally owned and operated, veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy. They give senior and veterans discounts, of course. 365-3793, 365-3793 for Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Martin and our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. 20 years that Martin has been working in the community here with his company and serving the North State for all types of heating and cooling systems. And it's starting to be getting into the time and cooling systems are going to start being used. So does it work? Have you had your filters checked? Are the air ducts underneath your house working? This is something you need to do. You need to have it checked. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service in emergencies. Warranties and guarantees, ask them about those. Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business. We do business with Alliance Heating and Air. They are one of the top HVAC people in the whole area. Hey, I'm here with Duke Medeiros.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning there, buddy. How you doing?
I am wonderful and happy to be here.
Well, I am happy that you're here. Duke is our new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. How long have you been here now? How long have you been in charge?
They're going to tell me that next week. I moved into Reading the 20th of November. We transitioned command from Bob Dunlap to myself mid-January. And so far, the staff hasn't voted on whether I'm in charge or not.
Oh, they haven't voted yet? Okay.
No, they're thinking about it.
You might be in charge. Huh? I know. I just wondered because when I called yesterday or the day before and I asked, hey, can I speak to Duke? And there was like silence on the other end. And I said,
oh, we had some drama going on in my office.
Then they said, and I said, Duke, and there's still some more silence. I said, he sits in that office up there on the left. Oh, Duke!
They love me.
Just kidding. No, you know what? We appreciate so much you being here. And, we've had just a great string of Shasta County Veteran Service Officers. Don Magnum, of course. Dave Lanford, and then Bob Dunlap, and this is ones I know, and then now you. Of course, you I don't know as well as I did them, but you have come on very, very well, and you come across really like you're out here to help the vets.
Well, I have worked with both Lanford and Bob Dunlap when I was at the Oakland Regional Office.
Okay.
And I know Jim Young going back to Vietnam. Coming here was almost like the dream come true.
Oh, cool.
Yes, it got me out of Los Angeles. However, I still am able to live my passion, which is helping veterans.
What exactly does the Shasta County Veterans Service Office do?
Wow. Well, can I avoid that question and come back to it? I need to say thank you to somebody.
Oh, sure.
Only because I forget. When you get to be my age, you have
okay.
to write notes.
All right. Okay.
I rolled into town the middle of November, and I was invited to the Missing America Projects, Veterans, Policemen's, Firemen's Dinner.
Right.
And I had the privilege of sitting next to Fred. And I promised Fred I wouldn't embarrass him. He doesn't like attaboys and kudos. And he kind of took me under his wing, realizing I was a tourist, I was lost. And I asked him about the Missing in America project because I've heard about it, but we didn't have it, you know, active in L.A. So long story short, he briefed me on it, and I said, how cool is that? Okay, talk about a public service to veterans. As it turned out, in January, a former roommate of mine in the hospital when I broke my neck for 2 months
wow.
had passed away in Kingman, Arizona. No DD Form 214, nothing other than one of the vets in the Long Beach Hospital knew where he was.
Wow.
And he was headed for a pauper's grave. And I remember meeting Fred, and I says, Fred, I'm not really sure if you go out of town, much less out of state. And he jumped on it. And I want you to know that I don't know the mechanics of everything that he and the organization did. He's on his way to Arizona to bury my former roommate with honors.
Well, you know, Fred was just an MIAP. We were just given the President's
yes.
Award at the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council this past Saturday. And I've known Fred since the day he came into town. It was about the same time I came into town. And I was riding with the PGR, and, you know, we all would hang out down at the Tobacco and Brew, which they all still do. And we met Fred. And Fred had started that, and over the period of that next year, it started growing and growing and growing. 32 states. Linda and I rode with them heading back to Arlington the first time. We couldn't go the whole time. We took the first day with them, and we ended up in Reno. Everybody spent the night, and then they kept going, and we came back. It was a tremendous ride, and then they're getting ready to do another ride here in June.
Yeah.
And that's going to be – they're actually shutting Arlington down for that day for them to bring in the MIAP.
I wish these, I could go. These,
oh, you know what? This would be – you know, if you could do the ride, this is the one to go on. So it's that kind of thing. I'm thinking about getting with Dave and seeing if he'll let me ride in the back of the long – the long rider. Can I just sit back there and hang on? You know, I'll wrap myself in a bearskin or something like that, and maybe he'll let me ride with him. Fred Salonti has done an awful lot for this. And I tell you what, you can't do it all the time by being a good guy.
No.
I mean, not a good guy. But, you know, you've got to be tough and you've got to be pushing. And Fred has scored an incredible success in the United States with his program. You're right. He shares it. He shares it with everybody
oh,
in the sense that he couldn't do it by himself. And he goes, you know, and it's true. But Fred started it.
He
will cry at the drop of a hat when you start talking about veterans.
Well, I wanted to thank him
okay.
individually and the organization and the people, the residents of Redding, the residents of Shasta County should know we have a true American patriot. And hero living among us.
You know, and here's the thing that I can say. He's not the only one.
No, one of many.
He is one of many patriots and
Absolutely.
Veterans and people who support the veterans in this community. I could go on for 15, 20 minutes just naming people right off the top of my head that are like that. And Fred, you know, and God bless us up here. Because Fred's one of them, but we've got Tom and Debbie Johnson, Honor Flight.
The list goes on.
And you've got Senator Maurice Johannesson.
Yes.
You've got all the guys in the Patriot Guard, right? I mean, it does. The list goes
sure.
on and on and on of people that love it. The people that put up that Gulf War monument, who was just defaced. You know, Pauline Arellano, who got me involved with it years ago. She and her group back there, families honoring our troops. I mean, where else do you have this much, these many groups in a small area like this, dude?
I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
Right. Well,
we're blessed. We're blessed being here.
We are blessed. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to find out what the Shasta County yes. Veteran Service Office does and some of the things it can do to help you as a veteran and in your family, because it's not just the veterans that they help. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It is 8:15 in the morning today, March the 3rd, 45 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Reading, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556. And all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Seeing this coming out from a huge.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with our Flight of the Valkyrie from, you can say it's Wagner from an opera he had, but really it's from Apocalypse Now, as they came into a battle, screaming that across Robert Duvall in the fateful words. Ah, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. All right. All those weird people out there going, hey. Other people are going to go, yeah. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It is 8:19 in the morning, 45 degrees out there today on March the 3rd. Good morning, everybody. Our guest today is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Duke Medeiros. And Duke, what does the Shasta County Veteran Service Office do?
I'm going to start this a little outside of the box. I am a county employee. I'm an unusual county employee. I work for every veteran in Shasta County, and sometimes anywhere in the United States. I am held accountable by federal law, state law, and county regulations. The key to the kingdom is an honorable discharge. We help veterans with service injuries or diseases that they contracted with residual ailments through life. We carry it a step further to a veteran who was never injured in the service and fell upon hard times, generally in old age. And I'm not senior citizen bashing. I'm 68 years old. I tell it like it is, not necessarily like people want to hear. If a senior veteran is over 65, limited income, we can assist them with filing a non-service pension. Don't get excited. It's not going to take you to Vegas, but it'll keep you in food, gas, and housing. Then moving fast forward.
A non-service pension. So this is a veteran who's in.
Was never injured. He served during period of war.
Okay. Served during period of war.
You know, there are some caveats.
Yeah.
And we file a claim. It goes to Minneapolis-St. Paul. It takes about 8 months if everything falls into place.
And then he or she is awarded X amount of dollars.
Correct.
Each month.
Correct. It's income sensitive. If the veteran is collecting full Social Security, has a small retirement from the post office, whatever, more likely than not, the feds are going to say, well, you're over income, we can't help you. But if it's within striking distance, they'll get some dollars to help them, you know, throughout their life. The other portion is veteran dependence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whole avenue of programs from education to a specific monetary amount, depending on if their parent was receiving compensation for being wounded, injured, or residuals of a disease.
Their parent or their what? Or their spouse?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, as long as it was a vet.
Uh-huh.
And in some instances, veterans have been caring for their parents, and they become a quasi-dependent of a special category, mm-hmm. and we can file for
them. So if you're getting you've been wounded or injured while in the service, and you're receiving that money from the government,
yes,
you know. And so then you pass away, your wife could have that or would get
if,
that?
If the veteran passes away mm-hmm. from a service-connected injury, that makes his spouse eligible for what's called death indemnity, DIC.
Mm-hmm.
And in today's dollars, call it $2,600 a month tax-free. And I realize money is not going to bring back your loved one. However, it's a benefit.
Really?
That by
$2,600 a month?
Yes.
I'll be darned. I didn't know about that.
That's the max. A little sliding scale. The low side would be $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the you know, it's not the money that is.
No, but that helps. If that person passes away and they've been on, you know, he's been retired and he passes away, then her money isn't totally cut off.
Usually the question we get right after that is, does that allow the surviving spouse medical? Sadly, it doesn't. It is strictly a monetary item. Unless, of course, the veteran was a retiree.
Retiree is okay.
Okay,
yeah.
But the guy that did 5 years, 6 years,
right.
and got out.
Served honorably,
yeah.
got out. Okay, yeah. so she doesn't get the medical.
Yeah.
Okay, but she does get that.
Yes.
And this is for whether it's 5 or 6 years or 30 years.
Yes.
What about a retired military member who has his retirement and, you know, his military retirement, and then he passes away? Okay, there's this one thing that that his wife could get, which you were just talking about, the annuity.
Yes, the DIC.
But she has no claims on his retirement at all. Is that correct, or has that changed?
Well, the new, you know, back in the day when I got out in 79, they got nothing. But today I'm told that as you get closer to retirement, you select a particular portion to be set aside for your
spouse.
Yeah,
but if you have not done that.
If you have not done, well, all bets are off. And
when that service member passes away, that's
so
it.
So does the
retirement.
Benefit.
Okay.
Yeah. And again, the different programs.
I'm surprised that somebody has not gone after that. And I'll tell you why.
Well,
you know, if you've got.
Several have. They're on the battlefield right now.
Yeah, especially if you've got, say, somebody that's, you know, that they were with their husband for 20 years in the service.
Sure, they served.
And then, you know, they served, and then he thinks he's going to live, you know, another 40 years after that, or 30 years, or 25 years, whatever. And they did not go into that serviceman's plan where they, you know, we only get paid half, blah, blah, blah. And then something happens, and then he passes away. and or she passes away, and then their spouse is now left, I mean, frankly, without that income that they were planning on.
Oh, yeah.
That they, you know, they haven't found a way to let the widow.
It is being contested.
Because I'm not sure, but big companies, civilian companies.
Oh, sure. Raytheon and Dow Chemical.
Yeah. If the guy dies, he's got his retirement there. It goes to his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, it's being, you know, I'm surprised, you know, I'm surprised it hasn't been battled for before now.
Well, the eagles are circling. And,
the eagles are circling.
And, you know, they're going to get it done. One thing I'd like to point out right now.
Sure.
In particular to the Vietnam era vets, and I am a Vietnam vet. It is critical. It is critical to see what the doctor coroner puts on the death certificate.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
There are presumptive laws for veterans served in country that were exposed to Agent Orange, and it is also extended to those Army troops on the Korean DMZ, 68 to 72, and certain instances, don't go crazy on me, folks, certain instances of the air bases in Thailand, okay? We are battling those real hard. We've had limited success with Agent Orange exposure in Thailand, but that doesn't mean we're not going after them.
Now, so when you say looking for on the death certificate, and that's really important because if they put something down that has anything to do with your service connection.
Yes.
You know, and now it's service connected.
But if
they put something down like cause of death, he died.
The typical thing with Vietnam vets is any diabetic related issue. Diabetes, you could have it in your family for 10 generations, but the fact that you step boots on the ground in a rice paddy, you were now presumed to.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I'm not fluid in all the medical terms. I have to look it up so that I don't screw it up. But it depends on how the doctor writes it up. They've got to make it plain Jane so a bureaucrat can read it and make the connection.
Yeah.
Agent Orange exposure, DIC.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this gets passed on to their children also.
Oh, my gosh. I never thought of that.
No,
but you're right.
In terms of education.
Oh, okay. Oh, you mean the – okay.
And subject to what – curriculum they go into, they could get an extra 2 years, but that's further.
Well,
down
you know, on
down
Social Security, if a parent dies, the child gets X amount of dollars through age 18. And I think I don't know if it extends into if they go to school or not, but at least through 18, I knew a family or a family like that. But that's really interesting. So one of the things that if somebody passes away, especially the Vietnam era veteran. Is to be watching that death certificate because it could have been something related to, to their term. You know what? My cousin, who only had 6 months in Vietnam, he shot up real bad, came back and had – but they were flying – he was a helicopter pilot. And they were flying missions where they were flying through clouds of – you know, they were spraying and then coming after it. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Sure. Unavoidable.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd like to carry this on fast forward to today's warriors, going back to the 90s, the Gulf War.
Okay. Well, let me take a quick break here because we have to break. So let's break now. Okay. We just talked about the Vietnam era and the Agent Orange, but we're getting ready to talk about the Gulf War era starting back in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when we start talking depleted uranium. I bet that's going to have something to do with it. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Duke Medeiros, who the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer is our guest today, just took over, but he hit the ground running, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Hey, ciao, Paisan. This is Lou White, but you can call me Luigi. Don't miss the Festa Italiana this year, March 14th. Great food, pretty good comedian, and music and dancing with my band, the Lou White Band. Party like an Italian. That's Saturday, March 14th, Fusero Hall, Shasta District Fairgrounds. Call my wife, Kathleen, or call me, 359-2078.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
My favorite shows when I was growing up, man.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 12 o'clock high. About aviators in combat. The air conditioning went out in the tent. The dog machine broke down in the mess hall. It was tough then. It was tough back then. 8:33 in the morning, 45 degrees out there, getting ready to be a great day. It's 605-4567 is our phone number. If you have a question for Duke Medeiros, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, is a good time to ask. Or hop into the chat room at kcnr1460.com and ask him there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. The cheers of all barbershops right down there. I was there yesterday, had a great time, great haircut. You know, you just got to time it just right because you can either wait for a while or you can get in there and then watch people pile in behind you, and that's what happened. Cypress Square Barbershop, again, 8:34 in the morning here on March the 3rd. Duke Medeiros is our guest, the Shasta County Veteran Service Office Officer. And you had something else you want to talk about here before we get into the Gulf War.
Yes, please.
Was the Vietnam, something about Vietnam.
We have prepared a proclamation to present to the Shasta Board of Supervisors March the 24th, Tuesday at 9 o'clock. We may be number one or number two on the docket. And it is a friendly reminder of the gratitude of the American people recognizing the service of the Vietnam vets. I'm not going to give you a civic lessons. That was a strange time. Men and women went to Nam, got shot up and crapped on when they got back. Depending on who you listen to, between 61 and 48% of all Vietnam veterans have not come in to file for VA medical benefits. The reasons are obvious, and I want you all out there to know that if you're a veteran of whatever era, come on in. Let us help you. The proclamation, again, is being presented to the Board of Supervisors to support the National Day of Recognition, March 30th, for all of those who served in Vietnam and the adjoining countries. And for those of you that did go across the river where we weren't, thank you for serving our country.
Well, I think that our Vietnam veterans, what happened to them was, of course, it was horrendous. But maybe it taught the nation a lesson after that.
Well,
that you know, it was they've treated their veterans, on you know, their warriors coming home differently, the support for them. But started embracing the Vietnam veterans. The veterans themselves are still not being taken care of.
I want to share one thing with you and your listeners, and I know you as a military Marine officer are aware of this, but when we rotated back to the States, especially 69 through 71, those of us that deplaned at Travis or the Oakland Army Terminal were pushed off into a Quonset and told to get out of our uniforms. We were not getting discharged from the facility unless we were in civilian clothes. We fought and bled for our country and literally got by the people that we were fighting communists for.
You mean you were discharged when you got back off the street? I mean, off the planes, they were discharging immediately?
There were two main Army units that I'm aware of, and I want to say 5th Marines, when they came back, there was an 80-man element that the Marine Corps set up a discharge center right up there at Travis. And it was, change your uniform, thank you for serving our country, avoid crowds, get out of your uniform, go home in civilian clothes. And that was a spike through the heart. Anyway, however, our country has learned. The American veterans, today's veterans, are being treated better, both in recognition for serving and also as far as VA benefits go. And the contrast is the Agent Orange registry, where the government wanted all Vietnam vets who were exposed to Agent Orange so they could track the known diseases that seemed to be prevalent among them. I worked in Saudi and parts of Iraq way back when as a civilian. I cannot tell you what it was like, OIF, OEF, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm sure those of you out there who did, when you hear undiagnosed illness, Gulf War syndrome, I'm not a medic, not a doctor, I'm a service officer. I've been doing this for 17 years. I see a zillion claims. Keep a personal log of your ailments, okay? This does not make you a sick bay commando, less of a husband, lover, veteran, wife, whatever. At some point in time, just like the Vietnam War veterans were 40 years after the fact, they acknowledged Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's, ischemic heart disease. All of a sudden, they connected the breadcrumbs. I don't know much about the Reading Clinic. They're a satellite from the Martinez umbrella. I'm learning as I go, but I understand, for the most part, the medical care here in town is phenomenal. The trek to go to Mather to have surgery or Fort Miley or Martinez, well, that's just the consequences of the geography and living in such a great place like Reading.
Okay. Yeah, I think that our VA clinic here is exemplary. And, I mean, it doesn't mean that everything is perfect. But I, you know, most everybody I've talked to, a vast majority of who I've talked to, feel like they've been treated well. Of course, when you get that next step up, when you get down to Oakland, or in, you know, for those places, as we know, as what's Congressman LaMalfa and his staff and his merry staff out there are just hammering at Oakland, and about 12,000, you know, files.
13,241.
13,241 files misplaced for years. I mean, these kind of things are just, you know, these are inexcusable, and people should lose their jobs, be fired, you know, lose their retirements and all that. But, of course, they will not do that. You'll never see that happen over this. Now, as a new veteran coming back,
And what's really, really important for the new veteran that's just been released from active duty, and we're going to see a lot more of these because Obama is shutting down the military and pushing out thousands and thousands of young men and women and older men and women.
Prior to getting out.
Before they can retire, by the way. This is they're just cut loose.
It's beyond the reduction in forces programs ever experienced. If you have a son, daughter serving now, husband, wife, whatever, approximately 6 months before the date of discharge, separation, retirement, you march into your local first sergeant, admin clerk, buddy at the base hospital, get a copy of your military medical records. Do not depend on the branch of service or the VA getting your records after the fact. Again, not to be a sick bay commando, whatever, but if you were ever injured in the service, that is the key to benefits you have earned. People tell me all the time, there's no way I'm going to claim benefits, Duke. Look at the guy down the hall. He lost both his legs, or he's blind. I have ulcers. I've got COPD or whatever. Well, you know, I understand that, but let's clear the air on one thing. When all of us raised our hand to serve our country, that was actually a business contract with the people of America, not the president, not Congress. And the people of America, going back to 1775, said, you put your life and limb on the line for me. Whatever happens to you in service, we got your back.
And having your back means whether you were in combat or if you were in a job and you fell off a ladder doing your job in there, you know, or that you were injured in training or that, you know, and this could be an accumulation of injuries. You're impaired, you know, you're a jumper of, you know, airborne. After your 50th or, you know, 41st jump, you know, your back is compressed, or you're a tank driver and you've gotten yourself banged around or wounded in, you know, in combat. But it could be, high blood pressure because of the stress. Absolutely. And things like that. You know, all of these things happen, you know, while you're on active duty.
How close are we to break?
Well, we got like 4 minutes.
Real quick.
Okay.
This is outside of the box, and this is real. Marine going from San Diego to his brother's wedding in Pasadena. It gets north of Oceanside. Dark. All of a sudden, he sees the red flashlight of the Highway Patrol. Highway Patrol recognizes him as a Marine because of the haircut, his posture. He says, hey, buddy, I need for you to toss out flares. There are 19 illegal aliens run over by a semi-truck, and you got a 21-year-old Marine standing in the middle of them, directing traffic, assisting the Highway Patrol. The next 2 years, this young Marine is still waking up, seen the dead illegal aliens. He deploys Iraq or Afghanistan. He comes back. He does have combat PTSD, okay? However, you take away his deployment time by virtue of him being in the military, and it could be a female. I am a sexist. I apologize. Anything that happens that triggers an emotional thought that offsets your normal being, that's non-combat PTSD. Come in and talk to me. I'm not a shrink. I've been to classes. I can get you to talking to somebody, and it doesn't make you a wimp, okay? Something happened. You observed something while you were on active duty. Talk to somebody now. Don't wait until you're 68 years old.
And I think this is, you know, this is indicative of other things. A lot of times we don't know what post-traumatic stress people have suffered before they came in. No. There is no baseline. But something can trigger, you know, something that happened to you in your life when you were 15. It could be exasperated by what's happened to you in combat. Another example here is one of the people when we were doing a night exercise, and they were popping gas. And we're fighting through that. And the wind shifted and went back to the aid station. And one of the corps women, ran to get out of the gas. And there was an old country road. And she hit that road and somebody nailed her. And our guys were trying to keep her alive. And it was just a mess. And That was the corn. Until we could get an ambulance in there. And that we had two or three of our people have to get counseling after that because it was such a total mess. Everybody knew who she was. Now that, you know, of course, back then, this was years ago, and the post-traumatic stress disorder wasn't even something that people knew about. And yet I knew that two of my guys were suffering from it after that. We got to take a break. We got some questions in here that we're going to talk about when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8:45 on Tuesday, March the 3rd. We'll be right back.
Crown Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, and much more. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and Biz Radio. Station.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside of Wind River Resort and Casino, Thursday, March 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. A special menu for a special night. Reservations are a must. You'll hear Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Galen on bass, and special guest Rick Hill on guitar. Oh yeah, and the beautiful Linda Bot on vocals. It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, Thursday, March 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Let's make it a special night.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani over there on Larkspur at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, great deals he's got. He's always got great sales going on for long guns or pistols. He always has the ammo that you're looking for. And I tell you right now, it's at 556. that they're talking about, that de-armor piercing that they're trying to make illegal here, even though everybody and their brother's been shooting it for decades. Another thing that we're looking at. But he has ammo there that everybody needs. John Bastiani and his crew pride themselves on customer service and always having what the customer wants. Expert gunsmithing, classes on concealed carry, classes on hunting, hunter safety, all of this at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call at 222-8222. Our guest is Duke Medeiros, and he's our Shasta County Veteran Service Office Officer.
to be in charge of the office. And we were talking about the Gulf War now, and we were, you know, we want to bring up depleted uranium.
Men and women who served, one of the necessary evils of war, it has side effects. When you go in to see your primary care physician, civilian or VA, and you start noticing heart and respiratory issues, be sure you tell them where you were, what you did. Do not get trapped into them, especially a VA doctor saying, what was your MOS or AFSC? No, you tell them what you did, where you were. Okay? Depleted uranium may not have a visible issue show up for 10, 20, 30 years. Nobody really knows. Keep track. Keep a health log. The same thing with those of you who are around the fires, okay, when Saddam set everything on fire. And then, of course, the local burn pits, be it military or the civilians. There's a map that has been circulated for the last 2 years that shows right at, they tell me, 78% of all the known burn pits that were in areas of question. What does that mean? Well, nobody has found all the weapons of mass destruction, but a little bit of this, a little bit of that mixed into the sand. Our vets are coughing black gunk, puking green things, and their eyes are rolling. Respiratory issues are the most common. Don't buy off you're smoking too many cigarettes or cigars. Talk to your doctors. Tell them where you were, what you did. Your health and the timeline of life is something you can't play with.
Yeah, we went across the line in Desert Storm. And we were getting readings of chemical weapons, but they weren't like that they were launching them at us, but they were just like residue in many cases. So then somebody wrote in here, in which you just addressed, about the all the trash burns. Yes. Because when they were burning all types of stuff out there, who knows what they were burning at any one time. You know, this is the thing about war and combat. It's just messy. It's just messy. And it's not concise, and you can't say, oh, yeah, well, this is what we did, and we were here. Oh, we would have never been in that area, because you don't know. You could have crossed, especially when you're moving fast and you're moving, you're covering large distances and you're making swings through different areas that you run into people. You know, we went through 1st Marine Division, 2nd Marine Division, on up as we were working with both sides of it as we were heading north, and the screening area there. But anybody that was out there, there was all types of smoke. That's where the depleted uranium comes from. I was tested, but from what I understand, you have to be retested because it can show up later, which you just told me.
Well, one of the other things, and again, I am not a medic in any stretch of the imagination, and this will apply to generally the lower ranking enlisted troops. If you ever got picked on a detail to help remove bodies of the local indigenous, leprosy, the plague, okay? Nobody knows. And if the body wasn't
nobody knows what's going on.
Okay, I mean, no.
No, you're right. You're right. You go into areas there. I mean, in Somalia and sure. Those places, I mean, you walked into death. I mean, it was just death everywhere. And enough that you were putting petroleum jelly on your Vicks on your in your nose so you didn't smell it as you were coming in when they were trying to clean that place up. And so it's not just combat per se. Sure. You could be in places like Haiti and dealing with this, you know, with disease and that, or volcanoes in the Philippines, or tidal waves in Thailand. It's all types of diseases that you could be exposed to.
I just want to make your listeners aware. I'm not trying to spread fear.
No,
you know,
you need to be aware of these things. And so, okay, now, Duke, when they come to you, all right, the young guy, okay, he's gotten his medical record, and he comes back to Shasta County, young man or woman. They come in to see you. What do you do for them?
First time claim. We explain to them the process, and that it is a hurry up and wait. But the newer vets are running right at about 8 months, if they have all their records. The first thing we do is we take a power of attorney. That's a glorified hiring contract where they hire Shasta County and one of the service organizations that is co-located in the regional office to be their on-site advocate. But what this really does, and by the way, this is free. Don't let the term power of attorney shock you. This is for free. This is a service we provide as the county service officer.
Let's make this clear, because we run spots for this all the time, that if somebody wants to charge you for your help, you know, for helping you get your benefits, run from them. There are so many service organizations, and of course, right here in the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, they do it for free. Anybody wants to charge you is wrong.
It is beyond wrong. And I'll have you know, and I don't want to sound patronizing, my staff is trained and they are accredited, not just by the state of California as a CalVet representative, by the VA. We have federal accreditation also. Once we get past the power of attorney, and the power of attorney, what it does is it authorizes the individual advocate to research any and all military service, and in particular, military medical records, so we can be the second set of eyes overlooking what the VA sees, so that they use the right law, the right medical condition to make a grant. The process takes initially about 40 minutes, depending on the question of the vets. The older vets take longer because 99% of the time they do not have records.
And they can't hear.
And sometimes they don't want to hear.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because
they don't want to hear some things.
I want you to know, okay, the unofficial word, Oakland is still running 30,000 claims more than 680 days. And this does not take into account appeals or notices of disagreements,
which could be another hundreds of thousands.
Pick a number.
So where we are at here with this is that the backlog, the bad information, the people that didn't give a damn up in Oakland, they're trying to fix all that. But that doesn't stop you from getting it done right here, getting done correctly here, and having somebody on your side right here that can keep pushing.
Absolutely. And I want you all to know there's a mindset. It's like real estate. Keep throwing in an offer. Eventually, they'll sell it to you. You don't fight a claim if you don't have new and material evidence. And that's a two-hour show all by itself. Come in and talk to me. And your first defense, if you come in my office and say, Duke, nobody knows my body better than me, you better have MD after your name. You better work for the Mayo Clinic and the American Institute of Medical Science, because
it makes no difference.
You need
a doctor to
yeah.
Duke, sure. Moving on real quick. Okay, somebody who has already had a claim and it's been adjudicated.
File for an increase?
Well, I mean, it's just, okay, as time goes on, whatever it is, it's gotten worse.
Then you're coming in and file for an increase, and we'll have you get the medical evidence to show that it is an aggravation of the original service-connected injury, and those are usually a no-brainer.
Okay.
Okay.
Because time's gone by, and it's just, things.
It can be 50 years. It can be the Korean War vet with frostbite, took his grandkids up to Mount Shasta, and all of a sudden he can't unlatch his hands.
Okay. Or it could be just aggravation of knees and hips,
anything
that it's already been treated and all that, and ankles. Yeah, okay. No, just people need to know that your life changes. The reason you go in and you get a disability is you've damaged your body in such a way that it's making the difference up between. I mean, there are things I could do before I deployed the last couple of times that I can't do now, in the sense of some of the physical things. Not a lot, but there are things. But then your body just, it just takes a toll on everybody, the injuries you've had. And they just keep – they don't get better.
No.
Anyway, okay. How do people get a hold of you, Duke? Because we're about running out of time here.
I'm located at the Veterans Service Office on Shasta, 1855. Phone number is 530-225-5616. And if I'm not there, I've got the most capable veteran service officers that will help you out. Or just come on in.
One of the things that somebody just added is besides your medical records, don't forget, get copies from each exam to prove that you were there and were seen.
It helps.
Because some people go out and say, well, I've seen for this, but it's nothing in the record. All right. Duke Medeiros, thank you so much for being here. Man,
My pleasure.
On top of this. We're going to have you back on a regular basis here.
I would love
to. We'll talk about how we can help our veterans and how veterans can, you know, can use the system that they have earned. We'll be back tomorrow. Carl and Linda Bott. Just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Hell,
but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addresses a joint meeting of Congress.
We must all stand together to stop Iran's march of conquest, subjugation, and terror.
The Israeli leader sounding an alarm over a nuclear deal being negotiated between Western powers and the Islamic Republic.
That deal will not prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. It would all but guarantee that Iran gets those weapons. Lots of them.
And that, says Netanyahu, could unleash a full-blown nuclear arms race in the Middle East.
The greatest danger facing our world is the marriage of militant Islam with nuclear weapons.
Netanyahu says he regrets that some in the U.S. view his speech today as political in nature, saying that is not, never was, his intention. Israeli elections just around the corner. The American general overseeing the anti-ISIS coalition.